The state will get up to $30 million a year for 5 years total. And for example, this year it would mean about an added 25% on top of what the state has budgeted for mental health and addiction. That's a big gain for the state, says Steve Norton, the executive director of the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Services. But the devil's in the details.
The real question is going to be, how is this program going to be implemented, and to what measures are these programs going to be held accountable? And a lot of that work still has to be done.
Governor Maggie Hassan and the state's Department of Health and Human Services say they hope to create new regional collaboration networks that build addiction treatment capacity throughout the state. DHHS will start a series of public meetings later this month on how to spend the money. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.